right now, we need to revisit something we talked about last week. If you're with us last Tuesday, we had a guy named Zach on who was thinking about using his budget for his engagement ring for his lovely lady in his life, Emily, to go to the AFC Championship game, Colts and Pats.
And not invite her.
And, yeah, not invite her. I'm glad you made that point,
yeah.
Rachel. Well, now he's back on the phone because he's trying to win her back because, shocker, someone told her about what we discussed and she broke up with him.
Right, and he went through with it. He still went.
Yeah, he still went to the game on Sunday.
What do you expect, man?
And no shocker that she found out. I mean, when you publicize that kind of story on the radio, it's like, what do you expect? But I love the guy.
Zach is trying to win her back morning. Zach on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Zach. When exactly did Emily reach out to you about all this?
Sunday afternoon before kickoff, which was not a good omen.
Right. So what happened? Did she call you, text you? What'd she say?
There was about a string of six texts that led to a phone call, that led to a moment of panic for myself.
Yeah, what'd she say?
I know what you did. And we're done. The Colts are more important than me.
So she broke up with you via text?
No, that was a phone call, but there was about six texts leading up to that.
Wow.
I learned that the Colts won't love me back, and I know she will, so I'm going to spend the rest of my life proving that to her.
Oh, well, I mean, at least, you know, you have your head on straight about it now, but are you afraid that it might be too late for her to take you back?
Well, the only silver lining is I bet on the under, so right now, was it worth it? No, but if we get back together, I want enough to not have to use a Groupon to buy a ring. It's going to be a tough challenge, but I think I'm going to be able to win her back.
I'd like to know what her last words were to you before we call her again. What'd she say to you?
Good luck with the game, but no matter the outcome, you're still a loser.
Well, this should go well.
Yeah, this something's going to be great. Really great. She won't be mad at all.
Zach, we'll call your girlfriend right now. You give us a number off air here in a second. We'll call her and let's see if she'll take you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, but before we call Emily, I want to ask the ladies listening right now, would you take Zach back if you were Emily? And by the way, I really want to like this Zach guy. He seems like he's an all right guy, but then this is the second time he said something that makes it sound a little bit shady. He didn't ask her to go to the game, and now he just said it's all good because he won his money off a bet, so now he's covered and he wants to use that money to get the engagement ring.
Right, that is an excuse. What would he have done if he hadn't won the bet? Be like, oh, sorry,
exactly.
I guess it was out of money. I mean, I don't know if I could take that back.
Dude, I love this guy. This guy is awesome.
You would,
why
really?
Would you want to take your girlfriend to an AFC championship game? That sucks, first of all. And secondly, he's got money now. Everything he does is awesome. So
I think he just needs to keep his mouth shut and quit calling the radio station.
No kidding.
239-1009, ladies. Before we call Emily, would you take Zach back if he did the same thing to you? It's Radio Now at 100.9.